I invite you to sit down for a moment and find a comfortable position on the stool. As you settle, you can let your breath come and go on its own. Your shoulder blades and your arms relax, and your hands can rest on your thighs. Your feet find the floor, grounding you like roots connecting with the earth beneath. And your sit bones are resting on the stool. You might feel gravity falling through your body. And at the same time, there is also a lightness that lifts you up. In the perceptible breath work, we use the term to be carried by the floor instead of letting yourself drop into the stool. Instead of surrendering to gravity, envision yourself cradled by the solid ground beneath you. As you sit amidst the company of people and artworks, simply observe your breath. Notice the subtle pressure on the stool through your sit bones as you inhale, and the gentle release of pressure as you exhale, mirroring the ebb and flow of the ocean. Allow your breath to flow as it needs to be, without seeking any particular rhythm or depth. Now shift your focus to your legs, as if they were two pillars of strength. Begin by rubbing your hands, warming them up. And then put both hands on the right leg and feel its texture and temperature. And then you can start exploring the different layers of your right leg, the skin, the muscles, the bones, the nerves, and the water and blood. All the soft and the hard parts. You might encounter tense and relaxed areas, as if your hands were discovering a landscape for the first time. Continue massaging down to your foot, even feeling your foot inside the shoe and the solid ground beneath. And don't forget to let your head drop. Now slowly come back up, intensely brushing your skin, awakening the skin. And then just sit for a moment and notice what has changed. If there's any difference to before. And then you do the same to the left leg, putting your hands on the left leg, starting to give it a massage, remembering this leg is carrying you. And then massaging into the muscles, the knee, down to the foot, giving some touch through the shoe. And then slowly return your hands to your lap and give your lower back a few gentle taps and notice if there is any difference to when you first sat down. Now I want to ask you to stand up. Find yourself on your legs. Drop your shoulder blades and your arms. And then you shift your weight to the front feet. And you start bouncing up and down on your both feet. While you're bouncing, the heels are off the floor. Let your jaw hang loose, release your upper body, and try to let go of all the tensions. You can produce sounds that want to come out. Just let them happen. If you need to yawn, that's actually a good sign, as it transports oxygen into your cells and releases your jaw at the same time. And then let go of it and feel the reverberation of the rocking. How the movement of the bouncing is still traveling through you. While you go along with that sensation, you can also shift your weight from one foot to the other in different directions. And you imagine you are in water and your arms can sway around your body as if they were seaweed moved by the waters. While you're swaying, you can also integrate your head that is resting on top of your spine. So while you're shifting your weight from one foot to the other, your arms and your head and your spine, they all follow along the movement. And then slowly you dive down to the floor with your head first, like diving into the water. And you can do this very slowly, vertebra after vertebra. So you might also feel the stretch in your neck and in your spine. You don't need to go very far. Just go to a position in which you feel comfortable. If you want to dive down deeper to the floor, maybe until you can even touch the floor, that's also fine. And wherever you are now, just stay for a moment. Just stay where you feel very safe, hanging upside down in the water. And actually, you can breathe although you are surrounded by water. You might feel your blood flowing into your head. The composition of our blood corresponds in every detail to the composition of seawater. So one could say that multicellular organisms have managed to take the sea with them into the body. So we carry the sea within us. And while you're hanging still upside down, imagine the ocean surface above you and everything else happening around you that you can't see right now, that might feel very far. And then slowly you want to resurface. So again, vertebra after vertebra, you come up, bringing with you a sense of deep water. And whenever you arrive, just stand for a moment. The swaying might still be present. Notice how your breath might have changed. And then find your way back to the stool and sit down. Feel the connection of your feet to the floor, how you're carried. And you can have your eyes open and receive what is around you. So your eyes can meander softly without focusing on something specific. Your eyeballs are resting inside your eye sockets. And you can speculate on the weight of your eyeballs. And then your head can meander in the room, taking the eyes for a little walk. And you can perceive maybe different colors and shapes. You also might perceive the light touching you. You might perceive movement, people moving inside of the room, but maybe you can also perceive things outside of the space, like a car that passes by, or a person, or a dog. So breathing is something we share with other humans and non-humans. Yet everyone has a very different breath rhythm. And it's mostly irregular. And this difference and irregularity is also what generates the aliveness. You can put one hand on your belly and the other hand on your back. And you can also let your hands meander to different parts of your body, wherever it's easy for you to notice the breath flowing. How does your breath feel now in comparison to when you first sat down?